Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That was Chris Gasper breaking down the OTA day that Drake May had yesterday in Foxborough. WEEI Afternoons broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. Do we take that? So there were four interceptions yesterday. There was some bad throws. There were some sacks taken. That's where a lot of the notebooks and the blogs and everything focus their attention. So is that, Ted Johnson, is that an acceptable excuse the first time the media saw Drake May to see him maybe processing and struggling early on in the Josh McDaniels offense?
Yes, because that was the excuse I gave yesterday's show. So I got to back my play.
Wait, I thought you didn't allow excuses.
You're right. It runs counter to a lot of my core principles. But for this one thing, I will grant a little bit of leeway to Drake May. I think there is some truth to that. And I don't know. We'll see what my 3-point stance will be tomorrow. But part of me, I mean, listening to myself, I was listening, going driving home, and I was like, man, I sure made a lot of excuses for Drake May. And I hear other people do as well.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time just letting the thought of what is, I think, in the minds of a lot of Patriots fans, you guys, is that maybe he's not a franchise quarterback. It's hard for me. I mean, you hear about the interceptions, and then did you hear about the pass he threw to Javon Baker in yesterday's practice? The back shoulder beauty down mm-hmm. the right side, Andy?
Uh-huh.
And you go, I can't square up seeing him make these brilliant plays along with these other bad plays and just think that he's going to be a bad quarterback. I think he has this potential because you see these brilliant plays, and so that's kind of what I lean into, but – I think early on, initially, I think there's some. I think it's okay to give him a little bit of a pass based on the system. And I was listening to Gasper last night on Boston BST, and he was basically saying that they are not trimming down any of the system. Like it's not kind of a we're going to take it slow. I guess he's throwing the entire book at him. And so that might explain some of the bad decisions. So I wish they did. I wish they did trim the playbook at least a little bit. But according to Hunter Henry, who spoke about this yesterday, and some people that Gasper talked to, they have not trimmed the offensive playbook down for Drake May. And that might be why you saw the performance you saw in yesterday's practice.
Yeah, I'd say you cut him now. Just get as quick as you can. Start getting the Pastrnak up to speed. See if Dallas can undo the Joe Milton trade or if they'll take a fourth back for him. I mean, come on. The overreaction. Andy, I understand. Not coming from our show, but just wherever people have to, like, get their clicks, engage the audience, et cetera, et cetera. Is it a cause for a little concern? Maybe. If we're going to do this on a 1 to 10 concern scale, I'll give it a 1. Maybe a 1.5, but we've
it
heard
is, what, it is four interceptions and five in
four out of eight.
Passatives.
Like, yeah, I know, but it's also May 20th.
It's bad.
It's, yeah. It's terrible, but it's also May 20th. And the Josh McDaniels book might be an awful lot for him, even though Josh supposedly went on this college football infused spiritual journey, and he's going to come to Josh the same way Drake the same way Drake needs to come to him. There are an awful lot of new parts gelling, which I believe even you may have pointed out previously, Dan Ball. Like, it's hard to pick them for 10, 11, 12 wins when you have this many new elements, even though Josh McDaniels is very familiar and we see Mike Vrabel and we think, oh, Ted Johnson, Tom Brady, Super Bowls. Like, there's a lot coming together. So let's give it a chance to, I don't know, learn and then acclimate, and then it'll coalesce. But the talent is there. Come on now.
I would also throw in real quick for you guys that you didn't have Stephon Diggs there yesterday. He was not a participant, and I know it's a pie in the sky comparison, but the Drake May Josh Allen early year comp was made last year, and Stephon Diggs was a huge part being the security blanket to kind of work out some of those interception issues. So again, it's day two of OTAs, but I think it's worth noting that you didn't have your supposed number one receiver there either.
And also,
go ahead, Andy, go.
The relationship with Brian Daboll was a big part of the evolution of Josh Allen, and this is Josh McDaniels a month into whatever that relationship is going to be with Drake May in terms of harnessing the good and you know, getting him. I think right now Josh's biggest goal is probably to get him to succeed on the easy stuff. Drake, I know you can do the hard stuff. I know you can roll right, throw left, roll right, drop it in the bucket down the sideline. I know you can do the hard stuff. I need you to prove to me that 9 times out of 10, you can do the easy stuff, that you can take Hunter Henry over the middle, that you can take Pop Douglas on a quick developing route and just make the easy throw. And I'm guessing that's what he's kind of beating into his head right now.
Yeah, I would think so. And then, but then you kind of read two of the pass attempts were to Travion Henderson. So I was about to say, hey, yep, take just the check down. Well, wait a minute. I mean, throw two interceptions to the running back? Well, yes. He threw a pick on a check down. That's
you don't see that often. See that too often.
You don't. And I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna frame it this way. Does it make anybody feel better if I put it to you this way? So, started off first 8 pass attempts, 4 interceptions. The last 8 pass attempts, I think it was 7 for 8. He finished strong, and I will say this, to me that's the mark of a great quarterback. I remember when Peyton got into the league early in 1998, and he would throw 3 interceptions in the first half.
Yep.
And he'd be like, toast the second half. He comes out and he throws 4 touchdowns in the second half. It's if you can let go of your mistakes and not let them affect you, that to me is the mark of a really good quarterback. And so I like that he finished the practice strong after getting off to a bad start. He didn't let his mistakes, affect the second part. So that's something to, from a positive perspective, to pull back.
Yeah, and also can we also perhaps maybe tip our cap to, or in that positive side of things, like, oh, maybe this Christian Gonzalez is even better than we thought. I mean, he picked off 2 of the 4, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's give the defense their props. I mean, it wasn't like he was like, Drake wasn't supposedly, did anyone say like Drake was running around with the ball? Like, what do I do with this? Like, it was like, people can read his body. Like, these are all, and this is, don't you want them to be like worked down now so that you can teach them up? Like, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 months almost till kickoff. 3.5 months till kickoff. Like, now is when you want them throwing 4, 5, 6. I don't care how many picks. Like, you have to have teachable.
Well, you don't ever want him throwing 4 or 5 picks. Yeah. No, like, he's not a freshman quarterback who's putting on pads for the first time. Like, he's an NFL franchise quarterback who went number 3 overall in the draft. There should be a certain level of competency that you expect any time he takes the field. My positive spin fits.
Then he's a bum.
No, he's not a bum. And the best
part
of it is,
kill him, get rid of him.
I had no reports yesterday of him punching himself in the thigh or freaking out or doing any of the dumb Mac Jones self-flagellation wound too tight. I don't think that is going to be an issue. I've actually had people, you know how we made the comparison to the Gronkowskis with his family and his brothers and him? I've actually had people that have had internal interactions with him at Gillette that have told me, yeah, there's definitely a little Gronk to him. He's a little bit of a Gronk-like version of a quarterback, and they meant it in a good way in terms of his mindset and his mentality and some of the work ethic and different things. And if you tell me that, if he is the Gronk of quarterbacks, I think we're going to be A-OK in a few months. I think that is going to go in the right direction. But we also do have to acknowledge.
High praise.
We also do have to acknowledge, like Brett Norton in the Twitch chat says, it's May 20th. Yeah, and they practiced on May 19th and May 20th, and we have to talk about it. That is actually the information we have at hand. And then when it's June 9th and they're in mini camp, we'll talk about that. And then when it's August 7th and they're playing preseason games, we'll talk about that. That's how this business works. We assess the information at hand. There were a couple other things that I found notable coming out of the notebooks. Did you guys take any note, think of anything? I saw that Cole Strange was taking right guard reps. He'd been a left guard here. Ted, you tell me. Is that nothing? Is it a big, like, he was a left guard, then he was a center, now he's a right guard. What are we doing with Cole Strange?
I think it's more of an indictment on Mike Onwenu. Did Mike Onwenu come in overweight? How does he look? Does he look like he's ready to go? There was a little bit of that last year. I read one support that might be the case again this year, that he didn't look like he came in, in the shape that you need to be. That maybe was a signal to the coaches, and so that might be the reason you're seeing Cole Strange playing more some right guard. He's also played left guard, so he's going both sides. He's playing left and right. So to see him at right makes me think that maybe, just maybe, that they're not totally happy and satisfied. Because let's face it, Mike Onwenu signed a big monster deal last year, and he didn't even come close to living up to that deal last year. And so maybe that's just their way. They need to create competition. I mean, and honestly, Cole Strange is a former first-round draft pick. Say what you will about him. He didn't perform the way maybe you wanted, but he's still, nonetheless, a first-round draft pick. And so they need to create competition. And if that lights a fire under Mike's butt to maybe come into camp a little bit better in shape, then so be it. I think that's what that kind of explains, Andy.
And then the other one that stuck out to me that I don't love, because I think we all think the defense is going to be pretty good. They got two corners that are going to be pretty good, two defensive tackles that are going to be
pretty good.
The safety position is one that I think we have an eye on, and Marte Mapu not practicing. For a guy who's supposedly this, like, freakish, versatile athlete, is he a linebacker? Is he a safety? Well, I'll tell you what he is. He's a guy who's never on the field to start the off-season workouts and things of that. And you can't make the club from the tub, Ted.
No, you can't. And this guy came in with a lot of fanfare for a third-round draft pick. No disrespect. I mean, I think he went to a small school, right? I think he's from San Jose. Whatever. It doesn't mean he can't play in the NFL. But all this fanfare and how smart he is, I have yet to see him live up to even close to what he came in. I mean, even when he was in there last year, he just seems undersized. And I'm not sure, what is he? Is he a linebacker? Is he a safety? Is he a strong safety? Is he a free safety? I think we can all say he's not a free safety, but I didn't see his coverage skills really on display last year. And I think he's a little undersized to think that you can put him in the box, play in and play out too. So, that guy, look, I don't think they're going to miss too much. I think they do have a plethora of safeties. I do like their safety position, so I just think there's other guys that are better than him at this point. And so that's the Marte Mapu take for me.
I'll tell you who is a safety who did get some props yesterday, Craig Woodson. People say Woodson looked way better than they anticipated. Again, it is May 20th, and to the whole look what they look like out there, Morgan Moses, absolute unit. I'll just leave it at that as we go to commercial.
They're not pads, but I'll say this about Craig Woodson is he's 26 years old. So, like, he's...
Wait, he's how old?
He's 26 years old. I mean, he's the oldest rookie they have. So, if there's anybody that's going to look good from the rookie and be able
he
to...
should.
And went to Cal, smart guy, it would be the 26-year-old.
He's on the 8-year college plan, apparently, at Cal, which is he's smart because he went to Cal, but somehow he was in college till he was 26. Anyway, we'll figure it out along the fly. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to get to that one segment per show where we talk about Jordan and what's going on with her. There's no red pants today, but there are tales of a Christmas party cat fight on Nantucket? That's next Balls here out. On WEEI Afternoons.
Bully ow.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hard, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
For us. That was Bill Belichick talking to his buddy Ryan Clark. Yeah, the us could be North Carolina, could be Jordan. It could be that Jordan reportedly not only wanted a piece of ownership of the show, but also, come to find out later, thanks to the New York Times, was also negotiating with a different production company to do a similar show, competing production.
Balls on her.
She has big ones, big I can ones. Tell you. I said it yesterday. She has big ones because that was Belichick on one of the other issues and scandals that Jordan has been a part of. Now we have word, thanks to People and Page Six and the voices out of Nantucket, that tell us there was a heated exchange between Linda Holiday and Jordan at a Christmas party in December. Jordan showed up without Bill Belichick. No Bill Belichick. And the girls that were DJing were Linda's daughters, her twin daughters. And apparently they went at it pretty, pretty good. There was a tense verbal exchange and some things were said. So, and this is on the heels of, we had the other report from whatever the Nantucket publication was, basically saying that Jordan is being iced out on Nantucket in the social circles that Linda has been entrenched in for a while now after, what were they together, like 15 years?
Her and 16, Belichick? Yeah.
16 years. So, yeah, she's kind of entrenched out there, and the younger Jordan is trying to elbow her way into that whole situation. But the thing I took from this, like, Jordan had to have known that this party included Linda Holiday and Linda Holiday's daughters, and we said it, it's a small island. You probably know what the hell's going on. To go there without Bill, like, aren't you just asking for trouble? Or you're looking for trouble, or you're looking to assert yourself and kind of show your big ones and put them on the table, because that's ballsy.
Think she has, like, yes, ballsy? That's brass footballs, to say some. Do you think? You know, we've talked before
about
how Belichick has blind spots, Andy, socially and emotionally. Do you think she seems so hyper aware, so hyper focused that she couldn't possibly have the same kind of blind spots? But what in her coding and programming would make her think, oh, this will be a great opportunity for me to ingratiate myself into the scene, mend fences with Linda, and take a step forward?
That's what you think her intentions were?
What do you think her intentions were? To fight her and end up on World Star?
Her intentions were to, look, I'm here. I can buy a ticket and come in and be in your circle, right, and I'm dating your old guy.
Going number one on the corner of the sofa? You know what I mean?
No.
Marking territory, if you will?
Yeah. That's her peacocking and basically saying, I'm Bill's guy now, ha ha ha, and you know what, I can come to this party just like, you know, the rest of y'all. She's very much wired very similarly to the guy she's
maybe dating. My first question, maybe she is, because that is a level of discomfort I don't know if any of us could. I don't even think Sacha Baron Cohen could handle the discomfort of that.
She's kind of taking all this on. You know, she wants to be, look, this is her opportunity. She sees it. It's a power grab. And she's got opportunities that she's never had in her life, and so she's gonna leverage everything she can to to kind of get what she's always aspired to get, if you know what I'm saying.
And Ted, I know you printed out, you referenced it earlier in your three-point stance, I think, the New York Times article there.
It's an impressive document that's on this table right now.
It's a tome.
Highlighted.
Well, I mean, she did. We talked about it with Pablo Torre when he was like, yeah, I talked to 11 people here and 10 people there. This woman, and Ted, I don't know if you have the name of the author of that New York Times article, but she.
Yeah,
she
Catherine said, Roseman.
Catherine Roseman, she went to P-Town, she went to Bridgewater State, went to the pizza place to see if there was any students that would talk to her. Like, she's been boots on the ground trying to really cover this story. And, you know, there's going to be more of that. That's the problem. Like, you referenced earlier Belichick controlling things. Yeah, it's one thing to control Andy Hart at Patriots.com or Mike Reese at the Boston Globe or the Patriots reporters that need to deal with you every day. No. These are now like investigative people that have worked in news and journalism for a long time, that they smell stories. They smell opportunities here, and they're gonna work because people read them. People talk about them on the radio like we do. So I don't think we're done with the information here, Ted.
And I don't either. I think part of it, you guys, is that there's so much. It's like what she has done on his behalf and what they're both doing together. It's amazing all the details, everything that they are trying to, the books, the trademarks, yep. the charities, trying to just, control everything and optimize their position together as a couple is incredible. And there's so many details, the TMZ articles that keep coming out, this New York Times, it's detailed stuff. So people are talking. That's one thing I take away is just, man, Bill doesn't really have anybody that's, it used to be so insular. No information never got out of Foxborough. Now it's everywhere. I think the fascination is, of course, the older guy dating the younger girl.
Yep.
And so that's what brings in the non-football fan, if you will.
Yeah, this is tabloid. This is, the old, I don't even know if they have them anymore, but the supermarket tabloids, all those lines.
Oh, they still got them. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the world that this is going in now. This really isn't about Patriots, NFL, football, college football, or anything like that. This is about, celebrity, and as you said, a salacious relationship between an old guy
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill's book landed on the bestsellers.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, you don't say.
How about that? Whose book?
Here we go. Andy's convinced that Jordan wrote the book. But
I can tell you who didn't write the book, Bill Belichick. There's no way in hell Bill Belichick wrote the book.
Yeah, but that happens a lot when
aren't you supposed to write it as told to?
I don't know. I don't think that's like the biggest hill you want to die on with that.
No, it's not. It's the least of his issues right now. The least of the things I would criticize him for right now.
And also, she can go to that Nantucket party. Like, it's a very, very big party in Nantucket and in Massachusetts, and in fact she went with one of her closest friends, Miss Massachusetts, so she did.
That's okay.
Oh, wow.
You had to know those good. What she was getting into, like, you can't act like she didn't. She knew what she was getting into. Yeah, of course she can go. Just don't expect to be welcomed when you do go.
And she said to the lady that confronted her at the party, look, I didn't come here looking for a problem. I came here to enjoy a party with my best friend.
But wasn't she the problem just simply by walking in the door?
Yeah, you believe that?
She was Linda's problem.
She should have found a mirror.
Doing. She knew what she was doing. Absolutely. Anyway, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we had a great conversation earlier in the show with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He talked about another win without him on the bench. He talked about the need to go to his daughter's graduation. He answered the question if he had anything to say to the critics out there that criticized him for going to his daughter's graduation. Alex Cora up next with WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.